This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz. I'm Carl, and I tell the people in the studio headlines, and they have to tell me if they are real or if they are fake. And there is consequence to these.
The winner gets to pick the music.
On Friday.
On Friday. So.
And Ethan Bright has won twice and has surprised everyone by his choices. Because he did threaten to do death metal on Valentine's Day and instead chose 60s soul music.
So if I win, I may just have you play Van Halen 2 in its entirety.
The whole album.
There you go.
Yeah. I think I'm going to take off on Friday if you win.
Dance the Night Away. Fantastic.
It's one of their best albums, in my opinion. But go ahead, please.
Yes. And then Ethan surprised us all last week by playing songs that Mark knew.
Thank you.
Some.
I'm going to pick all like country, like Shania Twain and Celine Dion.
I like if I Shania
win.
Twain.
Okay, I'm going to go with Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. That
oh,
will be one of them.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On loop.
That's right. In and out of every break.
Ethan, since you won last week, you're going to kick us off this week. We're going to begin with the Oscars. Real or fake, until 1941, the names of the Oscar winners were made public prior to the ceremony. Real or fake?
I'll say real.
Mark Cox.
Until 1941?
Yes.
You're saying they announced them in advance?
They just said, here's who are winners, and then the ceremony was just to give out the trophies.
I'll say real.
I'll say real.
It is real.
Huh.
In 1941, they used the sealed envelope and do what they do now. I don't know why.
Because some smart producer decided it would be better to make people wait.
And watch.
Yes, because why watch if you already know?
Think of the advertisement when it's on.
Mark Cox, real or fake, the Great Wall of China can be seen from space with the naked eye. Real or fake?
Fake.
Kim Sinatch.
Mm. Yeah, I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
I believe it is fake.
It is fake. You can't see it. That was just a myth that China told people. Fake news.
I bet you can see Trump Tower from space with the naked eye.
Well, a week ago, when it was really cold out, it looked like Michigan and Minnesota and Iowa. It looked like they were underneath a cloud because it was so overcast with snow.
There you have it.
Kim St. Ange. Real or fake, there are more trees on Earth than stars in the Milky Way.
There's so many stars, but this is just in the Milky Way. I don't know.
Real or fake, there are more trees on the Earth than there are stars in the Milky Way.
Say fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go fake.
It's real. It's real. There are more trees on Earth. And that includes like saplings and everything.
Probably includes like a blade of grass, like a little shrub.
Trees.
They call that a tree.
It is trees. It's trees. Ethan Bright, real or fake, staff at a public aquarium in Japan came up with a clever way to cheer up lonely fish by pasting pictures on the aquarium glass walls. Real or fake?
Sure, let's go real.
Mark Cox.
Real.
I'll say real, but something tells me you made this up.
When the aquarium had to close for repairs, the staff noticed their sunfish lost its appetite. They taped photographs on the glass. Fish started to eat again.
And the fish was happy.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, Kim, you did not get that.
No, I got that right. I said real, but something tells me you made it up. So right. I did get it correct.
You got it right. Yeah.
I'm still going to lose, but that's okay.
Why do you say that?
Because Ethan's gotten almost every one of them right.
So?
He's only up by one. Go ahead.
He's only up by one.
To Mark.
On Mark. Yes. And you know who knows that? Mark.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Real or fake? Ethan Bright. Lizards have the strongest kneecaps in the animal kingdom.
Lizards?
Yes. Real or fake?
Sure, I'll go real.
Mark Cox.
Lizards have the strongest kneecaps
in the animal kingdom.
I'm going to go fake.
I didn't even know lizards had kneecaps, but for whatever weird reason, I'm going to say sure. I bet they have strong kneecaps.
It's fake.
Ah, boo.
Mark Cox and Ethan right. Bright are now tied.
All right.
Trying to get them all.
Thank you.
All right, good.
I don't think they have kneecaps.
Do
but
they?
Go ahead.
Wait, do they have kneecaps at all?
Yes.
Oh, you sure?
I thought maybe they could, like, some of them can really jump from tree to tree.
Know.
And so I thought, well, maybe they have strong kneecaps.
Carl doesn't
to be
know.
Able to jump. Don't I don't know.
He's making
these are
it.
Weird, Carl. Do you have fun coming up with these?
No. They are very hard to come up with the fake ones.
I'll bet.
Like
lizards with strong kneecaps.
Lizards with kneecaps. Mark Cox, real or fake, in the first quarter of 2024, adults bought more toys for themselves than any other age group, surpassing the preschool market.
Preschoolers don't have any money.
Toys bought for preschoolers.
Like so what's the definition of an adult toy and keep it PG?
18, no.
Like a Star Wars figurine that Carl buys.
Oh.
Or Funko Pops. So the dominant toy market is for 3 to 5 year olds. But the first quarter of 2024, did adults buy more toys for themselves than for preschoolers? Real or fake?
He's getting irritated. I don't know, Carl. I'm going to go with real on that one because it's just weird enough.
Yeah, I'll say real. They liked those weird pillow things that are, you know, people sleep with them. Adults.
Squishmallows?
Yes.
Oh. Ethan Bright.
I'll go real.
It is real. For the first time ever, $1.7 billion adults spent on toys for themselves.
And how much did you put into that figure?
$1,700.
Yeah, there you go.
Kim St. Ange, real or fake? M&M Mars, the candy conglomerate, is the world's largest manufacturer of pet food. Real or fake?
I don't know. Real? I'm getting irritated.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go fake.
Mark, I sent
real.
You out there.
It's
wait,
real?
Did I just tie?
No.
Oh.
No, you're still one behind. But these two are still tied.
I know, I'm like, Mark, just
I could, if you both get it wrong, I could tie you guys. I'm one behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys say the same thing, I'll say the
opposite. I don't have good strategy.
No matter what it is,
go ahead,
Mark.
What's the last question?
Listen to what he said.
I was listening to the question.
Thank you.
No matter what, you go the opposite of me.
Ethan Bright. Real or fake, an Idaho man used soup barcodes hidden in a ring for Walmart theft. Real or fake?
I'll say real.
Mark Cox.
I'll say fake.
I'll say real.
We have a winner, finally. Winning. It's real. He put a barcode in his wedding ring, and then he would act like he was scanning, like, steaks, and it would come up as soup.
Nice.
So did I get
Ethan
any ideas?
Won.
Did I tie
is
Mark?
What you're telling me.
You tied Mark.
I came back.
For second place, yes.
I feel like I should donate the music to Mark.
Wait, Mark? Why not me?
I just want to say I sacrificed myself
know,
there because I would have said real, but I had to go opposite
you
him.
You are so honorable, Mark.
Then we could have split the music on Friday at least.
I will split it with you if you want.
No. I'm just trying to be, you know, nice.
You could have it, be honest.
Citizen.
Get more at 971talk.com.